This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Growth in Silence, The Undertone of Life by Susanna Cocroft, published in 1917. What is education? What is knowledge? What is spiritual development? What is gladness and joy? But so much capital to spend, but an exhaustless storehouse from which we may draw. Give to the world generously. Your hands were made to open, as well as to close. It is more blessed to give than to receive, because in giving we are growing. As the parable of the 10 talents teaches, in proportion as you give, shall your store be multiplied 100-fold. This giving does not refer to money, but of yourself, for, quote, ye have greater gifts than gold. We can never expand the real inner self, never gain soul growth, never feel ourselves really worthwhile, unless we give of the self. The gift of money or goods means little unless accompanied by the heart. Then, giving helps the giver more than the receiver. Our lives are renewed and grow with each awakened thought. For how can we grow, expand, when our minds are dead, closed to new impressions? And remember that without growth, no life can exist. You are a temple of the Most High, through which the divine power and life is expressed. The divine radiates its light, its peace, its joy through you. Don't shut in the light. Open the door. As individuals and as a nation, we must progress, work, live, and love. It has been truly said that, however defective in other respects human attire may be, all human endeavor must finally be measured by the principle of altruism, and must stand or fall by the measure in which it inspires and uplifts humanity. Your thoughts must be ever ready to receive the message of love for all human life, because the happy, useful life comprehends humanity and forgives its failings. So open the windows of your soul to every pure, good, and uplifting thought that comes to you. You will gain knowledge in health and in happiness. Call to mind the great men and women who have seemed to the world worthwhile. Their lives have been given to service for others. No life is worthwhile if the daily service is for self alone. We help, not by weak pity and sympathy, but by comprehension and knowledge of another's needs. We uplift by courage, mental, moral, and physical. Pity but weakens, while comprehending loving kindness uplift and strengthen. Do you have a friend in need? Point the way. Help by lifting their spirit. Give them confidence in themselves. Help them realize a purpose in life. Teach them that true happiness can come to them in its fullness, only through making the world better by their presence. The person who spends their time on material things and frivolous pursuits fritters life away around the narrow center of self. They find that center shrivel and shrivel, narrowing to disappointment. They grow tired of self and of friends because they do not grow from within. Life seems tawdry. They grow critical and pessimistic. Then the day comes when they realize that the world has progressed without them, that others are occupying the places of real use. Do you feel like you are in a rut and merely plodding along? Then step out. Ruts limit activity, growth. They spell death. Are you unhappy? Are you circling around the small orbit of self, feeling it grow tighter and tighter? Then unwind, give out, and happiness will result, just as surely as the unfolding bud of a flower develops color and beauty. Selfishness tightens the soul, but generosity, optimism, and helpfulness expand it. All life is compensation and recompense. The difference in the quality of pay depends on the motive behind the effort. The giving of self is paid by growth within, by expansion of the inner self, by expansion of the inner life. The giving of time for gold is paid in gold. The power to grow is the strongest force in all nature. Development is the unfailing law of nature. It is a law of progress. And the best results of this law come from personal effort and self-control. This and that experience may indeed seem hard. We may bemoan our lot, but the only way out of it is through it. There can be no standing still. We either contract and narrow, making room for stronger forces, or we expand and grow in our constant efforts to overcome. The mere step toward the goal beyond brings into play unused powers and ends in an enlarged capacity and a knowledge of that capacity. This knowledge becomes a new foundation stone. The errors and perplexities which go to the making of experience all have their uses. By perplexity and grief, the untried soul masters perplexity and grief, and stores digested power for future conquest. The person who rises to adjust, frank and true knowledge of their own powers and capabilities is halfway to their goal. Battles are often won before they are fought, and we must earn the right to rule self, to ascend to the superb heights where love, faith, justice, and good reign and radiate their purity and life-giving essence. Belief in the divine is the uplifting power, the ladder by which we scale these heights, and it imparts a blessing of happiness in a spiritual spring of joy. It is easy to be content, to remain at a standstill, to make no effort to reach out beyond an easy environment, but it is stagnation. The soul must be the master, and circumstances its stepping stones. No judgment, no decision, no attitude toward life can be final, for these are human attributes, and therefore always tentative, open to changes as our experiences broaden, and as new light comes from growth and striving. Pity the person who thinks in all things as they thought last year. Do not criticize anyone for having changed their ideas. Every great teacher outgrows their first theory. The leader who holds on to one idea presents nothing for you to follow. The very word follow means to progress. Life is a moving picture, changing while one contemplates. If you sleep, you lose the thread of the story. As Emerson wisely said, the things we now esteem fixed will one day detach themselves from our experiences like ripe fruit and fall. The soul looks steadily forward, creating a new world before, leaving old worlds behind. The vision is ahead. While we remain open to light, we should not drift rudderless, tossed about by this wave or that. Believe in something. Life seems really worthwhile when one is doing things worthwhile. It is cold and selfish when one is frittering away time on things small and selfish. Our possibilities do not develop unless exercised. Thought translated into action becomes a positive force. Virtues, like every product of life, must be nurtured for growth. Love must be nourished by thoughts of love, of kindness, by doing the act. Many, through experiences, have developed their capabilities to an extent that they would not have deemed possible a few weeks before, simply by thinking and then doing what had been thought. If right thoughts do not come voluntarily, call them up. Use willpower to associate with the people and things which suggest them. No one is responsible for your thoughts, but yourself. If others suggest wrong ideas, separate yourself in mind or body by directing both mental and physical activities along other lines. If unhealthy, unhappy thoughts assert themselves from your subconscious mind, use your conscious mind to call up pleasant ones. Life is too full, broad and big, for one to burrow in the mire of despondency or self-centered unhappiness. Let each of you take this thought unto yourselves, that you are capable of breadths and depths of expansion, of usefulness, of mental and spiritual power, of happiness far beyond your present horizon. Each time you act, you take a step higher up the ladder. You broaden your horizon. You see larger fields. But each year that records no accomplishment is one step downward, gradually narrowing the horizon. Aristotle says, we acquire the virtues by doing the acts. We become builders by building, and so by doing right acts, we become righteous. Life's harmonies, life's ecstasy, comes in the very joy of life itself, of being glad of life, because it gives us a chance to love, and to serve, and to look up at the stars, to listen with soul, not ear. In a word, to let the spiritual, unconscious, and unbidden grow up through the common day. With mind poised and soul attuned, listen to stars and birds, to babes and sages, with an open heart. Each morning give a cup of cold water to someone thirsty. Each evening lead some wanderer out of the darkness and the storm. by loving kindness bring heaven deep within their heart, so deep that they cannot fail to recognize it as heaven.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with DampRid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on DampRid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.